Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, today is May 6, 2016, and the first of our weekly South Center's live streaming radio and video shows that are aired on this South Center's channel. We are live here at the studios at the Ohio State University South Center's in Piketon, Ohio. Our goal is simple: to inform our listening and viewing audience of the diverse educational programs, and more importantly, the individuals who work with these programs and how they assist you. Programs include the Business Network Team, the Agricultural Research and Educational Programs, our Aquaculture, Soil and Water Conservation, Food Marketing, and many other programs that benefit our area, our state of Ohio, and on a global basis. Today's moderators are Kimberly Rausch, who will provide upcoming scheduled events sponsored by the Ohio State University South Centers. We also have Chris Smalley, who is a business development specialist, a business consultant with our Small Business Development Center. Chris has much experience in the banking industry with Farm Credit Services of Mid-America prior to being a part of the South Centers business team. Welcome, Chris. I believe you have brought several guests who will talk.
Thank you. Yes, today we have Mick Witt with us, who's the Manufacturing and Technology Specialist for our Business Development Network here at the South Centers. And I'm going to let Mick talk to us more about what types of things he does throughout the state of Ohio and more importantly here in the southeastern Ohio region. So, Mick, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, my name is Mick Witt, and you mentioned I did work with companies, small businesses, and their manufacturing needs. My background before I came to South Centers was I spent nearly 18 years in manufacturing. I started in machining, just at a small job shop running manual machines, lathes and mills and grinders. I spent 12 years running CNC machines, programming CNCs. Then I moved eventually into quality as a quality engineer, and then eventually as a quality manager. And so basically what I do and what we offer is to work with companies on lean efficiency to try to help improve their process flow, how to get things more streamlined, to reduce waste. So the background in quality is a great resource and a great tool to be able to go into somewhere and to begin to locate issues. A lot of companies want to only look at the final result. Maybe they've got a problem with their product, and so they just want to concentrate on that instead of really backing up to the beginning and really taking a kind of a wide-angle approach at the entire process and say, where maybe even from the beginning can we change our process and change our standards, change our checkpoints, that we can eliminate these problems before they come to the end product. So that is something that we do. Something else we do is help companies and train. Just recently finished an event where we trained on 5S events. To be able to go to an area and look at that work area, maybe not an entire production facility, but just one area. How can we improve it? How can we make it more lean, more efficient, make it more convenient even? One of the greatest wastes that all production companies see is time. And so if someone is spending an hour or two a day looking for something, where they have to walk from one end of the shop all the way to the other to try to find the tools that they need or material that they need. They're searching a steel rack, or they're searching a tool shed. They're wasting a lot of time just looking for the items that they need. We can do a 5S event, and the goal is at the end of that person doing that work would have everything that they need within that working area. So a 5S event is a great opportunity for a company.
to begin to make those changes. So we offer that training. We have a full presentation that we do. And we'd be glad to come in anywhere and do that training, and we'll even come back and assist in the actual event that day, the follow-up. So that's something that we really believe is something very vital that we can help. There's also, we have companies that are looking to purchase new equipment, sometimes even develop their own equipment, their own engineering ideas, and we can help with those services as well. Now, it's not that I have all the answers. It's not that I know all the equipment. Of course, we serve a wide range of different industries. But part of our job here is within our tool bag or our resource kit that we know the people that we can put them in contact with. And so I spend time going to manufacturing technology trade shows to try to stay up to date on some new equipment, or at least the producers of those equipment, so we can help put our local businesses in contact with the latest technology, latest opportunities. Along with that, one of the other, not only myself, but as Chris and Patrick mentioned, I'm part of the business network team here. So we all bring to the table contacts that we have in our region with local industrial parts that we can, a company may be looking to expand, or they're looking to move or to go to a more modern facility or larger facility. So one of the things we like to do is stay in contact with local industrial parks so we know where those opportunities are for business and also new businesses so they have somewhere to start and somewhere that can go and meet the needs that they have. Another thing that I spend time working on, myself and a couple other people here, is our local workforce development. This workforce development is it's a hot topic now. We know that we have an aging workforce. We know that in the years to come, we will reach a point where we have more people retiring than we will actually have entering the workforce. And our local companies are feeling that pain now. I hear it on a weekly basis that we have companies have people that are in their late 50s, sometimes even their early and late 60s, that are working, that are doing very vital jobs, have years of training, years of experience, but they know that the clock is ticking. And eventually, they're going to have to find someone to fill those voids. So our challenge here is how do we bridge the gap between education and employment. How do we take our local students in this region, how do we put them in contact with the employers, and not just to put them in a menial role, but that we can, before they reach employment, how can we work with local high schools, how can we work with local career centers to begin to meet the needs that the companies have. So part of that is to work, obviously we want to work with the schools, and I'll talk about that a little bit later, the employers as well and the companies, for them to tell us exactly what it is that they need, not just to continue to say we need to develop our workforce, but we want to know what do you want to see? What could we, what class, what curriculum, what kind of training could we do at the high school level that when a student graduates, and we're entering that time now, when they graduate from high school, what skills would you like to see them have that you feel like they would be ready for immediate hire? So to accomplish that, we are already beginning in several meetings and conferences that we've had to speak to those employers. And then once we have that information and we can kind of narrow it down, we have also been working with some local high schools and some curriculum development, even down to the junior high level, so that we can better equip these students to come out. This is not we know that some are going to college. We never want to discourage that, but this may be for the student who is a bright student, great attitude, hard worker, but has decided college just isn't for them. But they're still looking for a career. They're looking for someplace they can advance. somewhere that they can give themselves a good career. So as you can see, that encompasses a lot of different things. So we certainly have a lot on our plate, but I enjoy my time here, and I'm looking forward to opportunities to come to continue to work with businesses in our area. And, Chris, I will now
hand it back to you.
Well, thank you, Mick. A lot of information there. Really appreciate you sharing what you do in the areas of coverage here in Southern Ohio and the businesses you're working with and what you can do. What's a good way to get in touch with you if that's if that's something of what you've been discussing there that maybe a company out there may be interested in reaching you? What would be the best way to reach you?
Well, you can personally reach me. My email address is WHITT, which is WHITT .124@osu.edu. You can also call me directly here at 740-289-2071, and my extension is 252. Or again, if you call the 289-2071 number and ask for manufacturing help, they will direct you to me.
Okay, so again, just to make sure everyone out there got that, the direct line to the Ohio State University South Centers is 740-289-2071, and then just ask for whatever type of assistance that you would like to have, and they will fit you into to the right hole there. So next on the schedule is kind of a different area altogether, and that is the aquaculture industry, working with fish and maybe a aquaculture business, that type of thing. And we have a new specialist in this area, and I'm going to let Matt Smith, as our aquaculture and extension specialist, tell you more about his background and what he brings to the table, where he comes from, and different areas in the aquaculture field specific that he can maybe help with people out there that may have questions in that industry. So, Matt, welcome.
Thanks a lot, Chris. I sure do appreciate it. Once again, I am an aquaculture specialist, not agriculture. Aquaculture is a section of agriculture, just like horticulture is. And aqua, of course, means fish. So we're looking at raising aquatic organisms in water. So this might not only, as Chris mentioned, be fish, but this could also entail shrimp, which is a crustacean. It could deal with mollusks, such as your clams and oysters, other popular things of that nature. So that's why I'm here. I am a brand new to the South Centers. I was actually raised down in Alabama, where I spent most of my life, where I received a degree in fish management. So I was more on the natural side of things down at Auburn University. After finishing up there, I moved out to Arkansas, where I got my master's degree in aquaculture, focusing on bait fish production and looking at some alternative production systems for raising golden shiners down there in Arkansas. After that, I worked in extension just right outside the Little Rock for a little while, focusing kind of in the heart of our bait and sport fish industry, working with those farmers there. I am new to Ohio, so I've actually only been here for just over 2 months, and I'd never really ever been to the state of Ohio before now, so I've every single day when I get a call in from somebody, they tell me what county they're in, but I got to use the Ohio map to try to figure out where everybody is located, because that's been a bit of a learning curve since there are so many counties here. It's good to get out and start meeting people and get out to these different counties so I can start seeing where all of our fish farmers are located. Because I am an extension, my primary goal is to help work on improving both the number and the size of commercial fish farms in Ohio. So although because you're kind of considered a specialist, we're kind of a jack of all trades and master of none. So I do a lot of bait fish work, food fish work, all of the extension and education, generating and educating not only our fish farmers, but also the general public as to the importance of this section of agriculture, which is known as aquaculture. And then for those fish farmers who will need it, work with the business and marketing team as they try to help either improve their business or to start a business in the first place. So we'll work closely with them, and it's real nice because they are right next door and they offer a lot of expertise that and have a much more advanced background in areas that I don't. But that all depends on and how they can help you really depends on the market and what kind of market you're wanting to look into and what kind of market you want to get into. One of the most popular ones is raising fish or shellfish or something of that nature for food. But there's also other big markets that you can work with. You can work in the bait fish industry, which Florida as well as Arkansas does a lot with, but some of these other states do as well. Bait fish is just growing small minnows up for putting on hook and line so that your angler can catch that big largemouth bass or bluegill or walleye, pike, whatever. On the sport fish market, that might actually be raising those game fish that you want to catch, that it might actually be raising those up and selling those to, for instance, if someone has a pond in their backyard and they want to be able to stock with, say, a predator-prey interaction, that hatchery will be able to, you can contact them. They'll be able to tell you how big your pond is, what type of fish they recommend, that kind of stuff, so that if you want your grandkids to come out and be able to catch some big fish, they can set you up that way. The ornamental market is another big one. This might be either your fancy goldfish or your shabumkins. This could even be koi fish. A lot of people have small little koi ponds in the backyard because it's very aesthetically pleasing, and it's just a nice, relaxing area. So that's another big market. And then lastly, there are some environmental remediation markets, which basically usually deals with the sport fish side of things. Such as using a biological control to control aquatic weeds around a pond, for instance. Instead of using a chemical control, you can use the biological control, which here in the state of Ohio, it's mostly our triploid grass carp. So there's a lot of different types of markets, but here in the United States, food is definitely the largest. Our catfish industry is the largest of all of the industries in the United States, which encompasses over 50% of all the U.S. aquaculture industry. But there's also other important and large entities such as the trout industry, the clams, oysters, and then down south, a big part is your bait and sport fish industry too. So even though catfish is the largest, there's still a lot of other big industries out there. And of course, with each job that's each farm that's out there, you're creating economic multiplier. So we really strive to help those guys out the best we can. Most of our seafood that Americans consume are actually grown over in Asia, so we do a lot of work to help improve our farmers here because we want to work towards providing local and sustainable food. So this isn't just your plants, but this is also allowing people to get local fresh fish grown here in the state of Ohio. And being able to ship to the market very fresh, never frozen. Our farmers here in Ohio are particularly focused on growing fish for stock enhancement. Stock enhancements and some for food. Some of the species we grow here are yellow perch, largemouth bass, freshwater prawn, and bluegill. And the yellow perch, largemouth bass, and bluegill are actually grown for both sport fish and food fish. And those three species are actually what we do a lot of our research on here. We've got a geneticist here, Dr. Hanping Long, and he does a lot of the yellow perch genetics, and we are actually going to be focusing a lot on the largemouth bass, both the production methods and the genetics to help our fish farmers be a little more profitable and get those fish out and get them in your ponds and on your plates a little bit faster. Since I am brand new here, I'm working on developing a lot of workshops and newsletters and fact sheets, that kind of thing, to help get the education out to our fish farmers. Most of our fish farmers usually are doing this part-time, and they've usually been in the industry less than 10 years, so we want to help improve that and educate the best we can. So we'll do water quality workshops, the newsletter will actually be called Buckeye Aqua Farming, and we're going to have a lot of good information in there. So if you have any questions or want to learn more about aquaculture, you can go to our OSU South Center's aquaculture website, or you can call me. If I don't know the answer, then I know where to find it, and we'll be able to get you taken care of. The phone number, as Chris mentioned, is 740-289-2071, and my extension is 121. Or you can send me an email address at smith, S-M-I-T-H, dot 11460 at osu.edu. And I appreciate Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Matt. I do appreciate you as well. Couple questions. Just curious, and since you're new to this this region, or especially the state, what's a rough number on the number of aquaculture farms in Ohio? Is it a pretty large industry compared to others in the United States? Obviously, I know the South is predominantly, but where does Ohio range?
As far as the north central region, Ohio is actually doing really well, and we're still lagging, as you mentioned, substantially behind the southern states. But as far as these northern states, Ohio is really taking off. I believe my predecessor, who was here before me, I think it was a little over 100 farms that are focusing on aquaculture in some instance or the other. And those censuses that the USDA put out are always not necessarily 100% right on, because it's tough to nail down these real small farmers, but at least somewhere around 100, which is a substantial gain over about the last 10, 12 years.
All right, Matt, I appreciate it, and welcome to Ohio. It's great to be in the Buckeye State. I'm sure you're thrilled about that, being an Auburn boy. But hey, next on the list here, we've got Kimberly Roush, a program assistant here at the Ohio State University South Centers. Kim does a lot of things for us on the Business Development Network and other programs, and I think she's going to discuss some upcoming events and just different things that she does here at the South Centers for us. So, Kim?
Hello, all. Yes, I'm going to share a few events that we have coming up for the next couple of weeks. I'm going to start with the one that's most recent, and it has been closed for registration, but we're going to open it up for today. If you call today, you can register for our Department of Labor seminar. It's scheduled for next Tuesday, May the 10th. So, and that would be located here at OSU South Centers in Piketon. It's a very popular kind of HR thing. You learn a lot about labor and the regulations, for example, how to deal with minors, how to handle breaks and lunches and holiday pay, how to handle overtime pay. And there is a new nursing mothers regulation that they'll talk about. Professionals from the Department of Labor come in and teach and instruct about all of the regulations. They'll give you information about how to interview if you're interested in that, what kind of questions you can ask during an interview. Also, maybe time limits for 401k. So it's a broad spectrum of labor issues. So just give us a call at the number that's already been shared. I'll give it to you again here at the end when I'm done. But for this event, give us a call today. So this is the last day to register for that event. Then on May the 24th, we have something coming up, a Facebook and Twitter success training. It's something that we share. It's a series of social media training that we partner with Southern Ohio Procurement Outreach Center to provide to clients and others in need, small business owners. We have something, let's see, I want to say maybe three or four coming the rest of this year at OSU South Centers, but also we have a couple scheduled for South Point, which is where the Southern Ohio Procurement Center is located. So this particular event on May the 24th is free also.
We will talk about Facebook Live. We will talk about how to create contests for Facebook. We will talk about how to increase your audience, maybe how to use some Facebook ads. We'll also kind of take a look at Twitter, how to drive traffic to your website, and how to engage maybe more individuals. And then for the future, we have that we're still kind of in the planning process. We have the manufacturing roundtable that Mick Witt, who you heard from today, coordinates. We have, again, the social media part of them. In June would be the social media 2016, which we talk about tools, current tools that are available in 2016 that you might not be aware of. That will be held in South Point, Ohio. Then in August, we have Instagram and Pinterest necessities, where we'll talk about important items for those two applications. In September, we have a biannual financial roundtable also that Chris Smalley coordinates here that you've already heard from as the announcer today. We have, let's see, November the 8th, we have another social media event coming up. And all of these, once we get all the planning details completed, we will share on our blog. Also, another one I don't want to forget is QuickBooks. We're working with one of our partners to bring some QuickBooks classes here that we've had some interest in. But all of these things are shared on our blog. And I encourage all of you to make sure you try to sign up for our blog if you don't already sign up for it, if you haven't already been on our list before, to go ahead and get on there. All of our trainings are announced on there. Some other information is shared in our blog about business development, any tips, some grants, different things like that. You can take a look at that at u.osu.edu/, and this is going to be long, OSU Business Development Network. And we have quite a few subscribers and some interaction that we've heard that some feedback from. So I think you'll like to take a look at that. And let's see, I think that's about it for our what's upcoming for our event. But definitely subscribe to our blog and find out more. Also, if you want more information about the two specific events that I talked about, email me at roush.143@osu.edu, and I will send you more information. Thanks.
Kim, thank you. It sounds like you stay pretty busy with all of those different events and things coming up and all the work that I know that you do with all the other programs and in helping to assist in the needs of those. So I do appreciate you and look forward to those many events upcoming. We have one more thing we want to cover, I think, and so Patrick Dingle is going to go over that real quickly, and we'll talk to you in a second.
The only thing that I wanted to say was that 6 years ago, Kimberly and I started the podcast radio show at the University of Rio Grande in collaboration, and it's a pleasure to have her now be involved in our first at the Ohio State University South Center. So I just wanted to mention.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, it's great. Great that this has been going on so long, and Kim has always been right there assisting. I know Pat's spent a lot of time with this, so. I just want to finish up, go over the programs again that we cover, the four main programs that we cover here at the Ohio State University South Centers. Of course, aquaculture, and Matt Smith talked a little bit about that. Soil and bioenergy, horticulture, and then, of course, our business development network. So a couple of those other programs that we didn't get into today, I know we'll be talking about in the future, so stay tuned, and lots of good things going on here at the South Centers in Piketon, Ohio. Again, we can be reached directly at 740-289-2071, and our website is southcenters.osu.edu. I thank you for listening.
talk to you next time.